point.
Mr. Freeman, you're correct. The chairman can make that determination.
Yeah, sure.
And I want to make sure that Mr. Gomez has had the opportunity to explain to us where he's at, what his status is, what's pending. And as far as I can see from Mr. Gomez's side is a hydrology report and the 8 DOT report. He's already pretty much done everything else. Mr. Fish, do you have anything else to it?
No, sir.
Okay. So with that said, unless Mr. Gomez has anything else, I do not have a problem with allowing, say, Ms. McKenzie to come up and give us a quick briefing. And I'm talking, I don't want to.
Start the timer.
When do you think he might get a hydrology report done?
When do you think he might be able to get the hydrology report?
They claim in about a month from the time they start.
But they haven't started yet?
No, they went on vacation on me. One to Jordan and one to the, I believe, the Philippines, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
They claim that they're going to start soon.
Approximately 30 days after they start.
Probably, yes, sir.
Okay.
But then we have Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, and I have no clue what they'll do on those holidays.
But I also want to make a point that that doesn't affect the distribution of the water line to his plot, to his lot, because that is a separate issue, and the governing authority, which is the water district, will have to handle that. That's not his side of it, even though he's putting up the money to make it happen. Okay, Mr. Gomez, thank you. Betsy McKenzie. Now, Betsy, a little ground rule here. It would be information for the commission, and it's not a finger pointing or a discussion back and forth. It's got to be to the commission. So please step forward.
Thank you for the opportunity to provide information. My name is Betsy McKenzie. I live at number 224 on County Road 2117 in Alpine, and I've lived there full-time for, I'm going to say 7 years. It might be a little more, but then I'd have to be a little older. I did bring handouts, so if I could, let me talk first, and then if I'm allowed to, I'd like to provide the handouts. I'm going to start my timer here so I don't run on. I can do that. I have two topics that I'd like to just touch base on with you folks. The first, it's occurred to me that there's some opinions about zoning and personal or private property owners' rights. And so I went down the rabbit hole. I'm no expert. I'm a retired engineer. I have no legal background. And my reading on both the existing state law and on a couple of excerpts that I looked up in the Arizona State Constitution indicate to me that the applicable laws refer to taking by eminent domain, of which this project is not. And there's also reference to due process. And the procedure of considering a conditional use permit provides that due process. The land is zoned agricultural. The applicant bought the land zoned agricultural and has come in asking for a permit to do something that does not meet that zoning requirement. And it's up for you folks to take in all the information you can and make a decision. So, with that said, I'd like to hand out. Very straightforward. There's an excerpt from the Arizona State Constitution. I might run out.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Freeman.
If I may. Mr. Jensen, do you agree with everything that's been said so far?
About what?
Well,
I agree with what she said about due process and eminent domain.
Okay.
Did you get one of these earlier?
Okay. Do you have enough? If not, no. I have five. Here, I've got this.
I'll get one.
I've got this here.
Thank you.
Thank you. So it's pretty short. The law is very brief. There has been, to the best of my knowledge, as a layperson and a resident, there has never been a successful deciding factor, and your legal counsel can speak to this better than I can, that a